first started rhyming was around 96. I first started doing shows and getting involved in the scene here in Seattle in 1999. I wouldn't say I really patterned myself after anybody, but I was really influenced by people like First Platoon, A Sun and Germ, which is a local group. Silent Lamps Project had a big influence on me. Black Ignor.
Okay. I was reading one of your bios and it mentioned like kind of starting out in ciphers like in Westlake.
Yeah, definitely. I that's where I used to go to freestyle every single day. And in that time period when I first moved back to Seattle, because I went to high school in Las Vegas. I moved here when I was 18, and there was just this crew of cats that were always at Westlake. A couple of different crews, actually. They would always meet up at Westlake and freestyle. They wouldn't always battle. We would battle sometimes. And it was just like the spot for everyone to meet for years. So that's where I met a lot of people. I got a lot of shows and got noticed just from freestyling outside. I feel like the local industry has changed a lot.
How so?
Used to be able to get shows just based on skill, talent. Like if you could freestyle, if you could rock a show on the stage, people would book you. Nowadays, it's like, how marketable are you? How is your press packet look? How is your CD? Is it shrink wrapped with a UPC barcode? Yeah, things have kind of changed a little bit, but
What do you think that is?
You're just learning to change with it.
What do you think that is? I mean, do you think that's because there's a...
Maybe the internet has a lot to do with it. I don't have all the answers, man, but I feel like there's definitely like more and more rappers, and a lot of them have focused. Oh, and also home studios are so much more accessible. Like, everybody has a home studio now, so everybody's like focused on recording before they actually get to the stage. I think that might be something that's hurt hip-hop. People aren't, you know, getting their work in the community first, you know what I'm saying? Or putting their work in the community first.
Yeah, you definitely see a lot of that down here. There's a lot of guys who have home studios, but then you'll ask them, like, okay, where do you perform? And they're like, well, nowhere right now.
Yeah, people got, like, 2 and 3 albums and have never rocked a show. That's crazy to me.